Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar, just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Dodge. So markets are waiting on the central bank meetings in US and Japan. What do you expect will happen at these meetings?
Well, with regard to, there are two parts to the Japan and the Fed. As far as the BOJ is concerned, we suspect that it's going to be hard for interest rates to be cut further into negative territory. I think what they'll do is they'll try to steepen the yield curve. In other words, I think they're going to create a bigger gap between the short and the long-term dated bond yields, probably by buying more bonds maturing soon and fewer maturing in 10 years or more.
Okay, so that was the BOJ. But what about the Fed, the Federal Reserve? Are you expecting anything to come out from the post-meeting statement?
Yes, I do. Our Fed should definitely start the increase now, but I don't think they're going to. So I think what they'll do is they'll try to load the comments afterwards to an indication that it's going to go in December. They're losing some of the confidence in their ability to increase rates, and so I think they have to come out fairly strong. Now, two of the 23 preferred bond trading partners that they use, the Barclays and BNP Paribas, are betting against their peers and are forecasting officials will raise rates. And so there's still some uncertainty, but I suspect that politics will reign tomorrow and that there won't be an increase, and but there'll be more of an editorial comment towards December.
What do you mean by politics will reign tomorrow, Dodge?
It would be perceived right now, it is perceived that if the Fed were to move, that it would affect the economic situation going into the November elections, and that would affect the potential outlook on who would win or who would not win. And so therefore, I think Yellen really desires to stay away from the political scene, or at least not hurt the current presidency. And so I suspect that there will be a move, that there will be greater pressure not to increase rates now as opposed to waiting until to December.
But do you think what we will see in the statement after the meeting is the Fed speaking with one voice instead of sending the mixed messages that we've been getting with different Fed members speaking differently about their optimism of the U.S. economy and the possibility of a rate hike?
The delay until December will be a compromise between the two sides. I suspect that there will be support for that position, although I think between now and December there will be some kickback as to why the Fed did not increase. And so, yes, I think that the two sides will have to coalesce once the decision is announced tomorrow. But I don't think the coalesce is real. I just think it was a way to get beyond this particularly critical month of decision.
Well, moving on, earlier this month, we saw regulators fine Wells Fargo after it was discovered that employees created at least 2 million fake accounts. Now, the CEO, John Stumpf, has now appeared before the Senate Banking Committee. Dodge, have you been following this case? What did you think about the hearing?
Oh, Melissa, I have been following it. I'm very ashamed, and I'm also disappointed. I mean, the Senate Banking Committee, it's the first time we had bipartisan outrage over the long-running conduct unsatisfied by the chief executive's show of contrition. So it was pretty intense. And if you take a look at some of the questions, like Senator Elizabeth Warren came out, and she actually said, "You squeezed your employees to the breaking point so they would cheat customers. You should resign. You should give back the money you took while the scam was going on." I mean, it was pretty strong. It was long. Even Stumpf, the CEO, appeared to be taken back by the intensity of the verbal lashing. One area that I found completely unacceptable, he defended the cross-selling of products trying to draw customers in to taking more and deepening relationships. Well, That part is good, but the way it turned out, Wells Fargo was forcing their employees to do so, and basically threatening their own job as opposed to trying to help customers in terms of creating these deepening relationships for cross-selling. And that is just completely wrong. And he tried to avoid calling it fraud, but eventually he had to. So I am very disappointed. I'm saddened at what's happening to Wells Fargo, and I'm hoping that what will come out of it will be a much better environment for banking in terms of the banking customers.
So what happens now? Congress is just keeping tabs on Wells Fargo at the moment. Will anything change following this case in terms of oversight for the banking industry?
I suspect so, and I suspect what will happen will be a reaction to whatever Wells Fargo does. The CEO completely put the onus of the next decisions on the board, and I believe the board's going to be under severe pressure if they don't start to cut salaries and don't have callbacks, because a lot of money was taken from clients, from customers, and there's been no kickback, no withdrawal from what the staff, the employees, including the senior staff, received because of this. So I think the reaction to what the board does, because Stump did try to put it all on the board, the reaction to what the board does will be very, very important in terms of our regulatory environment going forward.
Thank you so much, Dodge. That was Dodge Dolan, Chief Investments Officer of Landon Fuchs Capital Managers in New York.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar, just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.